RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Defend Palestine movement is a good action, Indonesian President Joko Widodo says. Economic recovery predicted to continue in 2018. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo responded and appreciated the rally to defend Palestine held on Sunday today. President Joko Widodo said anything related to providing support to Palestine is part of the commitment of Indonesia and its people. Indonesian Ulama Council led the massive rally at the National Monument, Jakarta, to protest the statement from U.S. President Donald Trump declaring Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This rally gains a lot of support since it is in line with Indonesia's policy to support Palestine. President Joko Widodo rejected President Trump's declaration in the summit held by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. He demanded Islamic countries to not follow President Trump and to return Jerusalem status quo. Joko Widodo is optimistic that the issue of Jerusalem and Palestine can soon be resolved, considering that his argument on Jerusalem was accommodated in OIC summit in Istanbul. Indonesia's economy is predicted to continue to recover in 2018, as indicated by the improvement of motor vehicle and cement sales as well as consumers' confidence. Financial Services Authority official Bambang Wijanarko said in a seminar entitled The Role of Financial Services Authority in Indonesian Economy in Tangerang City of Banten on Saturday that the economic growth potential is supported by investment growth, especially through infrastructure development. He stated that foreign investors' confidence in Indonesia's economic growth is also high, as reflected in the upgrade rating of Indonesia as a state-grade investment firm that listed as a top improver based on the ease of doing business 2017. In the meantime, he added that the bank intermediation performance is predicted to grow in the range of 10-12% in line with the growth of economy, third-party fund, and credit growth. Meanwhile, Vice Chairman of the House of Representatives Commission 11, Ahmad Hafiz Tohir, remarked that energy, food, and water security as basic human needs are fundamental problems that need to be addressed in the coming year. The Australian government will provide humanitarian support for communities affected by the volcanic activity in Bali, Indonesia, according to the Australian Embassy in Jakarta on its official website recently. Indonesian authorities have established an exclusion zone around Mount Agung and have evacuated at least 70,000 local residents. The government is contributing $600,000 to help meet the needs of 17,000 people who have been displaced from their homes, including the provision of clean drinking water, shelter, sanitation, and medical care. This assistance will also support farmers and workers who have lost their livelihood. Australia is a close friend of Indonesia, and Bali is a popular destination for Australians. Their support will reduce the impact of this disaster and enable a swift recovery for the island's people. Australian travelers should be aware that the volcano may continue to disrupt their travel plans. The Smart Traveler website provides the latest advice for Australians in or those planning travel to Bali and includes specific detail on Mount Agung. The Indonesian government is planning to provide non-cash food assistance and rice social assistance program for about 15.49 million underprivileged families across the country in 2018. The assistance will be distributed to the beneficiaries who are scattered in 514 districts or municipalities in various parts of the country. The assistance will be distributed in four stages in February, March, July, and August next year. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Puan Maharani stated that the government is ready to distribute the assistance and rice program for 2018. The minister noted that her ministry has prepared technical matters for the distribution of the assistance for the first phase of the program in 2018. Maharani remarked that data of beneficiaries by names and by address have been submitted by the Ministry of Social Affairs to the distributor bank accompanied by the official delivery report. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Tornado struck some of the areas of Magetan Regency, East Java, and it caused dozens of houses damaged and a number of trees fallen on Saturday afternoon. Magetan BPBD Emergency and Logistic Head Feryoga Saputra explained that the tornado hit Taji Ginuk and Temboro villages of Karas District. At 4:20 p.m., a number of trees fell on the road track along Ginuk Village to Kendal Village, Ngawistone of the trees blocked transportation, access, and others fell on houses. Based on the report from the field, roof tiles of dozens of houses flew out, carried away by the wind. He added that the tornado cut the electricity access since the cables were dragged down by the fallen trees. Ferry continued that to expedite evacuating a number of trees blocking the road, a joint team used heavy vehicles to remove big trees from Ginuk Street, Magetan Tos, Simo, Kendal, Ngawi. In addition, he said that the BPBD, Emergency Response Unit Forum Tagana, Social Agency, Public Works and Public Housing, National Military Police and the people worked together to deal with the aftermath of the disaster. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency urged the public to keep increasing awareness of the disaster following the earthquake in Tasikmalaya, West Java on Friday. As quoted from Antara, head of the National Disaster Management Agency, William Rampangile, in Tasikmalaya, West Java on Saturday said the potential threat of disaster will not over, especially in the rainy season. According to him, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency will continue to hold coordination with the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency to oversee the potential threat of earthquakes. Last item. Indonesia's national cycling team, which has been prepared for Asian Games 2018, will be tested during Tour de Indonesia, which will be held from January 25th to 28th, 2018. Parama Nugraha, organizing committee of the 2018 tour, said recently that the 755-kilometer-long Tour de Indonesia would start from Borobudur, Central Java, and finish in Denpasar, Bali. Indonesia's team will have to face strong rivals from Malaysia, South Korea, and Africa. After being absent for 6 years, Tour de Indonesia is revived again by the Indonesian Cycling Federation following upgrade of its level from 2.2 to 2.1 by the Union Cyclists International. About 20 teams are expected to participate in the Tour de Indonesia, of which at least two of them are World Tour teams and the rest from Pro Continental. Continental and national teams. Every team will consist of 7 cyclists and 5 officials. The tour's routes will be divided into 4 stages, notably Borobudur Madiun in East Java, Madiun Prigen in East Java, Probolinggo Banyuwangi East Java, and finally Gilimanuk Denpasar Bali. The Tour de Indonesia will also promote the 18th Asian Games, which will be co-hosted by Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra Province, from August 18 to September 2, 2018. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Defend Palestine movement is a good action. Economic recovery predicted to continue in 2018. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome back to our weekly segment of news from across the country, the segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Bandung, West Java. A total of 517 blind people from various regions in West Java participated in the Rally Tongkat 2017 or Rally of Sticks 2017 on the anniversary of International Disability Day in Bandung last Tuesday, 12 December. In the event organized by Social Institution of Bina Netra Wiyata Guna Bandung, they walk along the streets and alleys in Bandung. They started the rally from the Wiyata Guna Building Bandung on Jalan Pajajaran to Jalan Cipaganti, then continued to Jalan Bapak Hussein to enjoy the skywalk and down the Pangimbanan. From Pangimbanan, they moved to Jalan Lingga Wastu, then finished in Jalan Pajajaran Bandung. Head of the Bina Netra Wiyata Guna Bandung Social Institution, Cecep Sutriaman, said that this activity is intended to show the mobility of the blind people to the citizens. Cecep hoped the activity could draw the attention of the regional House of Representatives and local government to provide access for the persons with the special needs. Up next, the story comes from Karangasem, Bali. The European Union on Wednesday, 13 December, handed over the humanitarian aid worth €100,000, or about 1.6 billion rupiah, for families affected by the eruption of Mount Agung in Bali. European Union Ambassador to Indonesia Vincent Gerent said on Wednesday that grant was given by the European Humanitarian Assistance Office, or ECHO, to the Indonesian Red Cross, or PMI. The European Humanitarian Aid Funds are allocated to some 11,000 people in some of the most affected areas of the eruption, such as Bangli, Buleleng, Gianyar, and Karangasem, who were forced to stay temporarily in refugee camps. Drinking water, baby supplies, latrines, masks, and health services were provided to the victims. In addition, the European Union is also helping to restore and reconnect families who separated by the disaster. The last story comes from Sorong, West Papua. The delegation of Papua New Guinea who attended the Border Liaison Meeting, or BLM, on Wednesday, 13 December, visited the islands in Raja Ampat Regency, West Papua. The visit that beginning to see the islands group to Painemu area was done by using KM Marina 3B. Chairman of the Indonesian delegation, Susana Wanga, to Antara said that the visit to Raja Ampat was done to introduce the beauty of the region. Previously, the Border Liaison Meeting, or BLM, was scheduled to take place in Waisai, the capital of Raja Ampat Regency, but then the activity is moved to Sorong. During downing along the Raja Ampat, the entry stopped to Painemu, Arberok, and Waisai. That was the news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with December 17, 1903. The Wright brothers make the first controlled powered heavier-than-air flight in the Wright Flyer at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, were two American aviators, engineers, inventors, and aviation pioneers who are generally credited with inventing, building, and flying the world's first successful airplane. They made the first controlled, sustained flight of a powered heavier-than-air aircraft on December 17, 1903, 4 miles south of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. In 1904 until 05, the brothers developed their flying machine into first practical fixed-wing aircraft. Although not the first to build and fly experimental aircraft, the Wright brothers were the first to invent aircraft controls that made fixed-wing powered flight possible. Next is from December 17, 1934. Raden Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto dies in Yogyakarta at the age of 54. As one of the pioneers of the national movement in Indonesia, Cokro Aminoto had several disciples who gave color to the history of the Indonesian movement, like Musso, the socialist or communist, Sukarno, the nationalist, and the religious Kartosuwiryo. In May 1912, Cokro Aminoto joined the Sarekat Islam Organization. Along the way, Sarekat Islam, which initially concentrated on trading, was then herded into a political party after obtaining the status of legal entity by the Dutch and this government, which was then controlled by Governor General Edenburg. Sarekat Islam then developed into a political party with membership not only from Javanese traders or people of Madura, but from all over Indonesia. Cokro Aminoto is today known as one of the national heroes whose heroic deed based on trade, religion, and nationalist politics. He became one of the figures who managed to prove the magnitude of Indonesia's political and trading power. The last is from 1989, Romanian Revolution. Protests continue in Timișoara, Romania, with rioters breaking into the Romanian Communist Party's district committee building and attempting to set it on fire. The Romanian Revolution was a period of violent civil unrest in Romania in December 1989 and part of the revolutions of 1989 that occurred in several countries. The Romanian Revolution started in the city of Timișoara and soon spread throughout the country, ultimately culminating in the show trial and execution of longtime communist leader Nicolae Ceaușescu and his wife Elena, and the end of 42 years of communist rule in Romania. It was also the last removal of a communist government in a Warsaw Pact country during the events of 1989 and the only one that violently overthrew a country's government and executed its leader. Well, that was today in history of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past. Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the 4th floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRS Web Service Voice of Indonesia with this week's Spotlight. This edition is on government commitment to increase transparency. The government is committed to improve transparency, accountability, and shortening the bureaucratic chain to support open government for inclusive development, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said in the opening speech of the Asia-Pacific Leaders Forum for Open Government Partnership, or OGP, in Jakarta Thursday, 14 December. The government needs the support of all parties to make this happen. He asserted that transparency, accountability ensured bureaucracy support efforts to reduce corruption and misuse so that the development is also more qualified. Yusuf Kala stressed that Indonesia continues to encourage the establishment of open governance by issuing regulations that can force the central and regional governments to work transparently, such as Law No. 14/2008 on public information transparency. With the law, the government must be open to provide information to the public. On the other hand, the public can also give a good criticism or input so both can get mutually beneficial benefits. Meanwhile, Minister of National Development Planning Bambang Brojonegoro said that International Forum, which is teamed by the Open Government for the Inclusive Development, affirmed Indonesia's commitment as one of the countries that initiated the birth of the Open Government Partnership with 8 other countries in September 2011. Bambang Brojonegoro said that since it was launched 6 years ago, the Open Government Partnership now has 74 member nations, including Australia, Papua New Guinea, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Kyrgyzstan. According to Bambang, Indonesia already has Open Government Indonesia, or OGI, an initiative that encourages and expands the practice of openness holistically. The practice of openness encompasses four pillars, namely transparency, accountability, participation, and innovation. Furthermore, Bambang said the centralization system becomes a challenge for the implementation of open governance in Indonesia. This means that Indonesia should be able to make local governments aware to implement an open government. He added that with the centralization system adopted by Indonesia, the local government is at the forefront of regional services. Local governments must be open and communicative to know what the public needs. Attending the day-long forum were Second Vice President of Islamic Republic of Afghanistan Muhammad Sarwar Danish, Minister of Budget and Management of the Philippines Benjamin Diakno, Justice Minister of Georgia Kaka Kakisvili, and 500 government representatives, civil society, and other stakeholders from 14 member countries of the Asia-Pacific Open Government Partnership. That was this week's Spotlight.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo responded and appreciated the rally to defend Palestine held on Sunday in Jakarta. Indonesia's economy is predicted to continue to recover in 2018, as indicated by the improvement of motor vehicle and cement sales, as well as consumers' confidence. The Australian government will provide humanitarian support for communities affected by the volcanic activity in Bali, Indonesia. The Indonesian government is planning to provide a non-cash food assistance and rice social assistance program for about 15.49 million underprivileged families across the country in 2018. Tornado struck some of the areas of Magetan Regency, East Java, and it caused dozens of houses damaged and a number of trees fallen on Saturday afternoon. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency urged the people to keep increasing awareness of their disaster following the earthquake in Tasikmalaya, West Java on Friday. Indonesia's national cycling team, which has been prepared for Asian Games 2018, will be tested during Tour de Indonesia, which will be held from January 25th to 28th. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I am Anna Trijaya Kasih.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will invite you to travel to Malang, East Java province to see the beauty of Bantol Beach. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Talking about the beauty of beach tourism in Malang is endless, especially the beach in South Malang, because there are still many beaches with beauty have not been explored yet. One of them is Bantol Beach, located on the south coast, precisely in the village of Sumber Celeng, Banjarrejo Village, District Donomulyo, Malang Regency, East Java. Bantol Beach has a very clear and clean water because there is almost no garbage scattered on the beach. The waves on the beach is also not too big because it is blocked by a bay and protected by rocks along the coast. At low tide, the coral can be seen clearly and beautifully, while at high tide, waves can sweep sand and rock hard. In Bantol Beach area, there is also a brackish water lake, which is a small river mouth that flows from the forest. Although near the beach, the brackish water is not salty and can be used for drinking water. Inside the forest, there are also caves which are former limestone mining sites, but in time, this place has become a tourist attraction as well as a place for researchers who want to study about the limestone caves. In the afternoon, you can sit while waiting for sunset on Bantol Beach. Moments like these are the most awaited by visitors because at sunset, it will showcase the phenomenal natural beauty. And the best place to see the sunset is in Karang Pesanggrahan, which is slightly overhanging the sea. This place is the most ideal to see the sunset process. Pesanggrahan itself is located on a rock that limits the Bay of Bantol on the east side. This is where the tourists usually gather when the sun sets. To go to Bantol Beach is not too difficult. If you are from downtown Malang, just go directly to the south, approximately 10 kilometers. You can use any vehicles because the road to Bantol Beach is good and has been paved. If you want to set up a tent to stay overnight and enjoy the atmosphere of the night at Bantol Beach, here is also available a suitable place to set up a tent. If you are a shrimp and lobster fans, Bantol Beach is a great place for you because there are many different types of lobster here. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Bantol Beach in Malang, East Java Province. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Every Word Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome to Miss Leni. Today's topic is about Bamboo Rafting and Lok Sado Cultural Festival 2017. So stay tuned in to www.voi.co.id. Listener Hulu Sungai Selatan Regency in South Kalimantan Province has various natural tourist destinations such as mountains and waterfalls that are worth visiting. However, not a few travelers come to Hulu Sungai Selatan Regency for the rivers which are often used for such activities called balanting or rafting. Rafting in Hulu Sungai Selatan Regency is quite special because it uses a bamboo raft. The unique rafting with bamboo raft has been promoted again by the government of Hulu Sungai Selatan through an event named Bamboo Rafting and Lok Sado Cultural Festival 2017. Listener, Bamboo Rafting and Lok Sado Cultural Festival 2017 is held in Hulu Sungai Selatan, South Kalimantan from 15 to 17 December 2017. In this event, visitors and festival participants are invited to enjoy the current of amended river in the Lok Sado Mountains using bamboo raft called Balanting Paring. It is made of 16 bamboo sticks with 5 meters length and 1 meter width. Every balanting paring in this festival was newly made and can only be used once because if balanting paring has reached downstream of the river, it is difficult to bring it back upstream. The rafting started from Lok Sado village and ended in Kantawan camping ground with travel time about 3 hours. Although pretty long journey, visitors will be treated with the beauty of the mountains that flank the amended. The river is safe to navigate because it is quiet shallow, but a number of rapids or streams that go up and downhill with some rocks that can make a raft upside down make exciting challenges. The participants will be busy keeping the balance of the raft so as not to fall into a amended river. Listener, besides rafting, visitors are also introduced to Lok Sado culture. They can witness the daily activities of Meratus Dayak tribes on the banks of the river and traditional kurung-kurung and bakanjar dances and Lok Sado cinnamon and candlenut. Listener, there were about 2,000 participants who came to Bamboo Rafting and Lok Sado Cultural Festival 2017, according to Head of Natural Tourism Promotion of the Ministry of Tourism, Henry Noviardi. The festival was held to increase tourist visits and also lift the economy of local communities while preserving the local culture. Listener, it was Miss Leni for today featuring Bamboo Rafting and Lok Sado Cultural Festival 2017. We will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye!
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas, how are you? It's been a long time we have not received your email. Finally, we receive it. Thank you. It means that you still monitor our broadcast. Thank you for your compliment. Yes, we will do the best for our listeners and hopefully all information of our broadcast can be useful for all listeners. Special for you, Mr. Kalab Abbas, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu, berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap itulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba,
milikku.
listener, now we will replay an email from Sharma Bharatwari in India. He was listening to our broadcast through RRI Replay application. Mr. Sharma told that it is fantastic working nice. Hello, Mr. Sharma. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Yes, through our segment Indonesian Wonder, we invite our listeners to know more about Indonesian art, cultures, culinary, and also natures. Anyway, we wish you to be able to visit Indonesia and to witness by yourself how beautiful our country is. And please do not forget to stop at Voice of Indonesia's office. Thank you, Mr. Sharma. A beautiful song will be played for you and our listeners. Enjoy the song. Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay an email from Miss Karobi Hazarika, also in India. She was listening to our English program through shortwave on frequency 9525 kilohertz on November 26, 2017 with the simple 44444. Wow, your reception report showed that our broadcast can be heard clearly in your country. Thank you for your info. We are really sorry because at the moment we cannot provide your request. We hope that you are not disappointed. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your reception report. For your listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Sembunyi di manakah kini engkau mendengarkannya, simak sebuah syair dan kalimat tegar perasaanku padamu. Setelah kau ingkari tanpa ada bahasa yang bisa ku mengerti, entah di mana dirimu, di mana hatimu, bicara yang jujur, jangan kau larikan diri. Entah di mana dirimu, di mana hatimu, kau biarkan ku benar kata tentu. Ku terus bertahan di balik anehmu, menjelaskan hatimu. Bila kau telah bosan, tinggal jelaskan, janganlah hanya diam. Setelah kau ingkari tanpa ada bahasa
our listeners mailbag. We want to reply an email from AD Prabowo in Indonesia. He was listening to a broadcast in Arabic program through frequency of 95.5 kHz on November 24, 2017 at 16:40 to 17 hours, and the symbol was 55444. Hello Pak Edi Prabowo, thank you for monitoring our broadcast. Your email has been delivered to the Arabic section, and please be patient to wait for replying the email. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letter to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Harus berakhir menangis dan terluka.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.